A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel's been voice first for 18 months now. He started with Whisperflow, built custom word lists, got deep into text expansion tools, and now he's staring at a mess. Two transcription apps, two text expanders, no cross-device sync, and snippets that are about to start fighting each other. Here's what he wrote us. He says, as we've talked about on the show, he's been a voice first user of all computer things for a year and a half. Discovered Whisper, been replacing every mobile and desktop workflow that involved typing with voice. Eventually, he wants voice control over devices, but those tools are harder to find. And in the course of trying things out, he's hit a few realizations. First one, if you're doing this all day, every day, you can't have tooling that works in isolation on one device. You build a custom word list on your laptop, switch to an Android tool that's totally different software with no cross-device sync, and you've lost the value proposition, or you're forced to hack together your own solution. The tool that offers cross-device transcription wins. Second discovery, macros and snippets are your best friend. He's tried different text expansion tools over the years. Espanso on Linux desktop, Text Expander on Android. Best dictation tool he's found for Android is Whisperflow. No Linux client yet, but he's counting on them. And he noticed they recently integrated text snippet support. So he can say something like, best regards, personal signature. And if he has a snippet that targets personal signature and auto-replaces it with, regards, Daniel Rosehill, it expands upon transcription. And that's where he realized the mess. If he has two text expansion tools running on Android, Whisperflow and the one he's already using, he's going to wind up in conflicts. Two separate lists to maintain, which isn't feasible. Same problem on desktop. He's wondering whether there's any reason to run both in parallel. The obvious reason is, if you're not dictating and just typing, you might still want your expanders. Filling in a form, typing your zip code. You're not going to open a voice app just to say the word zip. So here's where he wants our clever and reasoned opinions. He sees this technology as central to his daily productivity stack. He believes the technology tends toward consolidation. The answer isn't running two transcription apps on your phone and computer, running a text expansion tool on each, setting it up in the transcription tool, or just using all of them together and hacking cross-device sync. That's ugly and bloated. He wants to know, what's the obvious path towards stack consolidation?
The cross-device sync thing is the part that breaks the whole model, and I don't think most people who dabble in voice dictation realize how fast it breaks. You train a word on your laptop. Say you're in a niche field, and Whisper keeps hearing Claude as Claude, so you correct it. That correction lives on that one machine. You pick up your phone, dictate the same sentence, and it makes the same mistake. You've just doubled your training work.
And that's not a one-time thing. It's every specialized term, every name, every acronym. You're maintaining two separate vocabularies that drift apart over time.
Right, and the drift is the real killer. After a month, your laptop knows 40 custom terms and your phone knows 35, but they're not the same 35. You've corrected emoji on one device, but not the other. You've added a product name on your phone during a meeting, but never ported it to desktop. At that point, you're not just doing double work, you're actively unsure which device knows what. You hesitate before dictating. That hesitation is the opposite of what voice first is supposed to give you.
So cross-device sync isn't a feature. It's table stakes. Without it, the whole thing's a toy.
And what's strange is that this isn't a hard technical problem. It's a design decision. We've had sync protocols for decades. Your browser bookmarks sync. Your password manager syncs. A custom word list is a tiny text file. It's kilobytes. Whisper could sync that with a Dropbox integration in an afternoon. The fact that they haven't suggests they're thinking about it as part of a bigger platform play rather than a quick fix.
Or they're just prioritizing the voice OS vision and letting the sync problem fester until they can solve it properly.
Which brings us to the snippet feature. This is where it gets interesting. Whisperflow added text expansion that fires after transcription, but before the text lands in your app. So the pipeline is, audio in, speech to text runs, the raw transcript comes out, Whisper scans it for snippet triggers, expands any matches, then inserts the final text. That's clever because it means the expansion happens inside Whisper's own processing chain.
And the problem is that a separate text expander, Espanzo, text expander, whatever, is watching the keyboard input at the OS level. So now you've got two engines that both want to expand personal signature. What actually happens?
It depends on timing and implementation, and that's what makes it so frustrating. In the best case, one engine grabs it first, and the second one sees already, expanded text and does nothing. In the worst case, both fire. You get double expansion. Regards, Daniel Rosehill, gets expanded again into something garbled. Or, you get a race condition where the two engines are fighting over the text buffer, and you end up with half-expanded output. I've seen Espanzo and a dictation tool snippet engine produce, let's call it, textual confetti.
Textual confetti. That's my new band name.
The point is, it's not harmless. Running two text expanders in parallel isn't like having two bookmarks bars. It's like having two spell checkers that disagree and both try to correct the same word simultaneously. The output is unpredictable. For someone who relies on this for daily productivity, unpredictable output is worse than no output.
So Daniel's instinct is right. Running both is a mess waiting to happen. But I want to sit with his point about the zip code. He's right that you don't want to open a voice app just to type zip. That's a real use case for keeping a separate expander.
It is, but I think that's a UI problem masquerading as a tooling problem. The reason he doesn't want to open a voice app for zip is that the voice app feels heavy. You have to summon it, wait for it to be ready, speak, wait for transcription, then it inserts. For three characters of typing, that's absurd. But that's not a law of nature. That's a design choice. A properly integrated voice, OS, wouldn't require you to open anything. It'd be always listening or available with a keyboard shortcut that's faster than typing zip.
So the zip code argument is really an argument about the current state of the tools, not about whether consolidation makes sense.
If Whisper or whoever builds the unified tool does it right, the voice command for zip should be faster than typing it. You hit a hotkey, say zip, and it fills. That's sub-second. The fact that today's tools make that feel clunky is a temporary limitation.
Let's talk about the Whisper funding, because I think that's the signal Daniel should be watching. They raised $81 million to build what they're calling a voice OS. That's not seed round money, that's build the platform money.
$81 million reported in the last year or so. And voice OS is a specific term. It doesn't mean a dictation app with some extras bolted on. It means a layer that sits between you and your applications, handling voice input, command interpretation, text expansion, and device control as one integrated system. If you look at what they've been building, the snippet feature is a piece of that. It's them saying, we know text expansion belongs inside the dictation pipeline, not alongside it.
So the snippet feature isn't just a nice add-on. It's a statement of direction. They're saying text expansion is part of dictation now.
And that's the consolidation Daniel's asking about. The obvious path is that dictation eats text expansion, not the other way around.
Why dictation eating text expansion and not the reverse?
Because dictation has the harder problem. Speech-to-text is the heavy lift. It requires machine learning models, continuous improvement, handling accents and background noise. Text expansion is, at its core, string replacement. It's a solved problem. Any dictation tool can add text expansion in a sprint or two. A text expansion tool can't just add dictation. That's a completely different engineering challenge. So the consolidation happens in the direction of the harder problem absorbing the easier one.
That makes sense. So the unified tool of the future is a dictation engine that also handles snippets, macros, and cross-device sync. And the standalone text expander becomes a niche tool for people who type but don't dictate.
Or it becomes a lightweight fallback for the non-dictation scenarios Daniel mentioned. And I think that's actually the right hybrid strategy for right now. Choose one primary dictation tool, in Daniel's case, Whisperflow, and let it handle all dictation and all dictation-associated snippets. Then keep one lightweight text expander for the typing-only scenarios, but with a hard rule, zero snippet overlap.
So you audit your lists and make sure the expander only has things you'd use while typing, not while dictating.
Right. Your zip code, your email address, maybe a few form-filling shortcuts, things you'd never say out loud in a dictation context. And you disable snippet expansion entirely in the secondary tool for anything that overlaps with the dictation tool's domain. The key is that the two lists are mutually exclusive. No shared triggers.
That's a stopgap, though. What's the end game?
The end game is what Whisper's pitching with that $81 million. A single tool that runs on every device, syncs everything, custom words, snippets, preferences, voice profile, and handles dictation, expansion, and eventually device control. You install one thing, you train it once, and it follows you everywhere. That's the obvious path. The question isn't whether that's where we're heading. The question is how long it takes and who builds it.
And whether it's Whisper or someone else. Apple could fold this into the OS. Google could do it on Android. Microsoft could build it into Windows.
The platform players have a structural advantage because they control the OS. They can integrate at a level a third-party app can't. But they also move slower and have less focus. Whisper's whole company is this one problem. That focus matters. The $81 million says investors think focus wins.
Let's back up to something Daniel said that I think is worth pulling apart. He said he's been voice first for 18 months, and he's on a journey of replacing every typing workflow with voice. That's ambitious. Most people dip a toe in. They dictate emails but type code, or dictate messages but type documents. Going fully voice first means you hit every edge case.
And those edge cases are where the tooling fragmentation becomes visible. If you're just dictating the occasional email, you don't notice that your custom words don't sync. You don't build enough custom words for it to matter. But when you're voice first all day, every specialized term you use becomes a training event. Every time you switch devices, you feel the sync gap. The fragmentation isn't theoretical. It's a tax you pay dozens of times a day.
So the pain Daniel's feeling is the pain of being at the frontier. He's doing something most users aren't doing yet, and the tools haven't caught up to his usage pattern.
Which is exactly what early adopters always experience. The tools are built for the median user. The median user dictates a text message and types everything else. The median user doesn't have 40 custom vocabulary terms. The median user doesn't need cross-device sync because they only dictate on their phone. Daniel's way out on the tail, and the tools are cracking under that usage.
Let's talk about the knock-on effect of the fragmentation. Daniel mentioned the maintenance burden, two lists to update. But there's also a cognitive load. You have to remember which tool has which snippet. Is personal signature in Whisper or Text Expander? If you guess wrong, you get nothing. Or worse, you get the wrong expansion.
And there's a reliability cost. Every tool you add to the stack is a new point of failure. If Whisper's Snippet Engine and Text Expander both work 99% of the time independently, running them together doesn't give you 99% reliability. The conflict cases drag it down. Maybe it's 95%, maybe lower. And when you're voice first, every failure is a context switch back to typing. You lose flow.
Flow is the whole point. The reason to go voice first isn't that speaking is inherently better than typing. It's that it lets you stay in your thoughts without the mechanical interruption of keyboard input. Every time the tooling breaks, you're yanked out of that flow and into tool debugging mode.
Tool debugging mode. That's the real productivity killer. You're not thinking about what you're writing anymore. You're thinking about whether you train this word on this device, whether this snippet is in the right tool, whether the expansion fired correctly. The tool becomes the task.
So the consolidation path isn't just about reducing the number of icons in your system tray. It's about reducing the number of things you have to think about that aren't your actual work.
And that's why Daniel's intuition that the answer can't be run everything in parallel and hack sync together is correct. That approach doesn't just add complexity. It adds ongoing cognitive overhead. Every new tool is a new thing to maintain, update, debug, and mentally track.
Let's get practical. If Daniel's listening right now, what does he actually do today?
Step 1. Audit. He needs to list every dictation tool and every text expansion tool he's running on every device. Android, Linux desktop, anywhere else. Then identify overlaps. Which snippets exist in more than one tool? Which custom words are trained on one device but not another?
Then he makes a choice. Which tool is the primary dictation engine?
For him, that's Whisperflow on Android. It's the best dictation he's found for mobile. It has the snippet feature, and the company has signaled they're building toward consolidation. The limitation is no Linux client yet. So on desktop, he's in a holding pattern. He might be using something else for dictation, or he might be typing more than he'd like.
Step 2 is, let Whisper handle all dictation and all dictation-associated snippets. Everything he'd say out loud, personal signature, best regards, any phrase he'd speak as part of dictation, that lives in Whisper. The snippet list in his standalone text expander gets stripped down to typing-only shortcuts.
Typing only, and explicitly non-overlapping. If personal signature is in Whisper, it's not in Esponso. If email is in Whisper, it's not in Text Expander. The lists are firewalled. That prevents the race condition entirely.
Step 3. Accept that the desktop is going to be a second-class citizen until Whisper ships a Linux client, or he finds a dictation tool that syncs with Whisper. That's not satisfying, but it's honest.
It's honest, and it's temporary. The $81 million is the reason to believe it's temporary. Whisper didn't raise that money to build an Android-only dictation app. They raised it to build a cross-platform voice OS. A Linux client is almost certainly on the roadmap, even if they haven't announced a date.
What about the non-dictation scenarios? The zip code problem?
Keep a lightweight expander for those. Esponso on Linux. Text expander on Android, whichever he prefers. But with a tiny snippet list. Zip code, email address, maybe a few form fields. Nothing that overlaps with dictation. And the rule is, if you find yourself dictating a trigger phrase that exists in the typing-only expander, move it to Whisper immediately. Keep the firewall clean.
That's a manual process, but it's manageable if the typing-only list is small.
It should be small. How many things do you type that you'd never say? Zip code, maybe a phone number, maybe an address. 10 snippets, tops. If your typing-only list is 50 snippets long, you're probably duplicating things you could be dictating.
There's a broader point here about the evolution of productivity tools. This pattern has played out before. Password managers used to be fragmented. Every browser had its own. Every device had its own. You'd have passwords saved in Chrome on your laptop and Safari on your phone, and they didn't sync. Then 1Password and LastPass and Bitwarden came along and said, 1 vault, everywhere, always synced. That's the obvious end state for voice-first tools, too.
The password manager analogy is good because it's also a security-sensitive domain where fragmentation created real user pain. People were resetting passwords constantly because they couldn't remember which device had which saved credential. The consolidation was inevitable. Voice first is on the same trajectory. The pain of fragmentation will drive consolidation, and the company that gets there first with a credible cross-platform sync story wins.
The other analogy is note-taking apps. For years, people ran Evernote on one device, Apple Notes on another, maybe SimpleNote for quick capture. Now the market has consolidated around a few cross-platform players. Notion, Obsidian, whatever. And the expectation is that your notes follow you everywhere. Voice dictation is heading the same way.
In both cases, the consolidation was driven by users hitting the exact pain point Daniel's describing. It's not that someone in a boardroom decided consolidation would be nice. It's that power users got fed up with maintaining parallel systems and demanded better. The tools that listened won.
Let's talk about what the Unified Voice OS actually looks like when it arrives. You mentioned always. Listening or hotkey triggered. What's the interaction model?
I think it's a system-wide layer. You install it once, it hooks into the OS at the input level, and it handles 3 things. 1. Dictation anywhere, there's a text field. 2. Snippet expansion that fires regardless of whether the trigger came from voice or keyboard. 3. Device control. Open browser, switch to next tab, volume up. That third piece is the hardest, and it's why Daniel mentioned voice control tools being harder to find.
The device control piece is interesting because it's where voice OS meets accessibility. Screen readers and voice control for accessibility have existed for years. Apple's voice control, Dragon's command mode. But they're built for a different use case, and they feel like it. Clunky, literal, not designed for speed.
Right. The accessibility tools prove the capability exists at the OS level. The missing piece is a UX layer that makes it fast and natural for productivity users. That's what Whisper's pitching with VoiceOS, not just dictation plus snippets, but a rethink of how voice interacts with the operating system.
If Daniel's looking for the obvious path, it's hang tight with the hybrid setup. Keep the firewall between dictation snippets and typing snippets, and watch Whisper. When they ship cross-platform sync in a Linux client, that's the moment to go all in on one tool.
In the meantime, he should be vocal about what he needs. Power users who articulate their pain points shape roadmaps. Whisper's snippet feature probably exists because users like Daniel asked for it. The Linux client will come faster if the demand is visible.
The feedback loop between power users and tool builders is real, especially for a company that just raised $81 million and needs to show product momentum.
One thing I want to circle back to, Daniel mentioned he's been voice first for 18 months. That's a significant commitment. Most people who try voice dictation give up after a week because the accuracy isn't perfect or the workflow feels awkward. Sticking with it for a year and a half means he's pushed through the learning curve and the tooling limitations. He's not a dabbler. He's exactly the kind of user whose workflow should inform where the tools go next.
That's why his frustration with the fragmentation is worth taking seriously. This isn't someone who tried a dictation app once and decided it was too hard. This is someone who's rebuilt his entire workflow around voice and is now hitting the ceiling of what the current tooling can do.
The ceiling is real, but it's also temporary. 18 months ago, the idea of a dictation tool with built-in snippet expansion was science fiction. Now it's shipping. The pace of improvement is fast, and the funding is there. The consolidation Daniel wants is coming. The question is whether it arrives in 6 months or 2 years.
My bet is closer to 6 months for cross-platform sync, longer for the full voice OS vision. Sync is the low-hanging fruit. It's a software problem with known solutions. The voice OS with device control, app integration, always listening. That's a harder engineering challenge.
I'd agree with that timeline. Sync first, probably this year. Linux client alongside it, because if you're doing cross-platform sync, you need to be on the platforms your power users are on. Then the broader voice OS features roll out over the next year or two.
If you're Daniel, you're not waiting for the perfect tool to arrive. You're running a clean hybrid setup today, with a clear migration path when Whisper, or whoever, ships the features that make consolidation possible.
That clean hybrid setup is actually good practice. It forces you to be intentional about which snippets belong where. When the unified tool arrives, you'll have a well-organized snippet list to migrate, not a tangled mess.
There's a discipline to it. Curating your snippet list, keeping the firewall clean, being deliberate about what lives where. It's more work than a unified tool would be, but it's less work than letting the fragmentation spiral out of control.
If Whisper doesn't ship a Linux client in the next year, what's the fallback? Is there another tool that could be the consolidator?
That's a fair question. If Whisper stalls, the fallback is probably a dictation tool that already has cross-platform support and adds snippet expansion, or a text expansion tool that partners with a dictation engine. The consolidation pressure exists regardless of who executes on it. The market is heading there.
If neither Whisper nor a competitor delivers, the platform players will eventually absorb the functionality. Google's already got dictation in Gboard and voice typing in Docs. Apple's got dictation built into the OS. They could add snippet expansion and cross-device sync as OS-level features. It wouldn't be as focused as Whisper's approach, but it'd solve the fragmentation problem by making voice first a platform primitive rather than a third-party add-on.
The fallback is, consolidation happens one way or another. The only question is, who builds it and when?
The direction is clear. The fragmentation Daniel's experiencing is a transition state, not a permanent condition.
One last thing I want to pull out of Daniel's prompt. He said he believes the technology tends toward consolidation. He's right, and I think that belief is worth examining. Why does it tend toward consolidation?
Because the value of each individual piece increases when it's connected to the others. A custom word list is useful on one device. It's twice as useful when it syncs to two. Snippet expansion is handy in a text expander. It's transformative when it's integrated into the dictation pipeline, so you can speak a trigger and get expanded output in one flow. Each piece is more valuable when it's part of a unified system than when it's standalone. That's the economic gravity pulling toward consolidation.
Network effects, but for your own personal productivity stack.
Right. It's not a network effect between users. It's a network effect between your own tools. Each tool you add to the stack makes the others more useful, but only if they interoperate. If they don't, each new tool adds friction instead of value. The consolidation point is where the interoperability becomes seamless enough that adding a tool always adds value.
The obvious path towards stack consolidation is, pick the tool that's closest to the unified vision, use it as your primary, keep a minimal secondary for the gaps, and push the primary tool's developers to close those gaps. Right now, for Daniel, that's Whisperflow as primary, a lightweight text expander as secondary, and a clear ask for cross-platform sync and a Linux client.
The meta lesson is, don't try to hack together sync yourself. Don't maintain parallel snippet lists. Don't run two engines that compete for the same triggers. The short-term convenience of having everything available everywhere isn't worth the long-term maintenance cost and the reliability problems. Be intentional about the split, keep it clean, and wait for the consolidation that's already underway.
The voice-first future is coming. Daniel's living in the awkward adolescence of it. The tools are gangly and they don't quite fit together yet, but the adult form is visible if you squint.
The adult form looks like one tool, everywhere, handling dictation and snippets and device control as a single integrated layer. That's what the $81 million is betting on. I think it's a good bet.
We'll see how fast it arrives. In the meantime, if you're navigating the same fragmentation, if you've got your own voice first stack and you found a setup that works, or one that's driving you crazy, send it in. We might feature it in a future episode.
Thanks to Hilbert Flumingtop for the question. This has been My Weird Prompts. Find us at myweirdprompts.com, and if you like the show, leave us a review wherever you listen. We'll be back soon.
Try not to run two text expanders in the meantime.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The hosts dig in, the hosts dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.